And God bless
Love
all of you.
Talk Radio.
God bless all of you all tonight. I hope you can hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? Oh, God bless you. Man, we're getting so, if you can hear me, then we'll continue. Anybody? Can anybody hear me? Oh, thank you, Jesus. We'll try something else here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're so wonderful. You're so beautiful. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank God. God bless you. Can you all hear me? Thank you, thank you. Can anyone hear me? Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Chief.
All right. Amen. Let me see about something here real quick. Let me see.
Dr. Johnson?
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, I could hear you on the blog line. Now I'm on the overflow line. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Okay, I'm on the blog, too. Hopefully, y'all.
Yes, but on the blog line, we can hear you, but you couldn't hear us.
Oh, I understand. But you can hear me now, right?
Yes, now I'm on the overflow line. Yes.
Let me clap my hands. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless all of y'all tonight. Amen. This is your Chief Ambassador, and I want to just thank you for being here. We come to give God the glory. We come to give God the praise. I appreciate all your prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I appreciate all your prayers for this blog line. And this is a line dedicated to just praising God. And we do get some prayer requests. But our major emphasis on this line is to praise God. Don't get it twisted. Amen. We do take some prayer, but our major emphasis is to praise the Lord. Now, I'm going to open the line for prayer requests. If y'all don't say nothing, I'm moving on to praise the Lord. So y'all ought to be, you ought to have it by now. I've told you this many nights. Amen. So be ready. Amen. If you have a prayer before, get it ready the day before. That's what I call a dedicated saint. A dedicated saint used to get ready the night before on Saturday night. They used to get ready for Sunday morning. They lay their clothes out, and when Sunday came, that's all they lived for, was to go to church, the dedicated thing. I want y'all to get your prayer and your praise ready the night before. You know you need the Lord or sometime during the day. You know you need prayer. You know you need, if God did something for you, be ready and willing to thank Him. You know all that. Just don't wait till the last moment. And then you're trying to think of what he did for you. Put it down. When you think of it during the day, you write it down. And I'm not trying to chase it, y'all. I'm just giving instructions. But the old folks used to teach, and I say this because of Scripture. If you can't take it, you can't make it. And then God didn't just tell us to just give you gravy, gravy, gravy all the time. That's a weak thing. Amen. Because all they do, they, when the preacher gets up to preach, they go to sleep. And then the only time they wake up is when they hear him go, "Hey, I know the Lord." When they hear him say that, they wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a weak saint. A weak saint will hear the gospel. Amen. And so God is a God who really comes to give us strong meat that we might grow in Christ. Amen. So I want y'all to come to the line. This is good instruction. Amen. Truth is of the Lord. Yeah. Whatsoever things are true. Whatsoever things are holy. All these things, think of these things. So think of the goodness of Jesus during the day. Get your praise report. Have it ready. waiting to give God praise for what he did for you. Because I know he did several things for you that day. And my new assignment is to make, not to make, but to help people to see how good God has been to them. All the thousands of things that God does for you during the day and during that night, thousands of things. And you can't even think of one reason to thank him when we ask for praise report. Something's wrong with that Christian's life. Amen. Something's wrong. That's what I call a person who must be selfish, because you didn't think of nothing that God did for you during the day when he did thousands of things for you. Between tonight and tomorrow night this time, God will have done thousands of things for you. Let me name a few. He let you breathe over 1,000 times. From last night to today, you breathe. Sit back and count them sometimes. Just for a while, start counting. He let you breathe thousands of times. Second thing, he let you walk. Most of us walk. If you had a pedometer on you, it would tell you that you walk over 5,000 steps a day. Go to the nursing home and see how many steps they take. They're in the nursing home, and they would love to take 10 steps, 100 steps during the day. You have taken over 5,000 steps since last night to the day. And let Ambassador Stern tell you how many she has a pedometer, or her daughter does, one of them. This other lady I talked to, let her tell you, her daughter took 65,000 steps over the weekend at Walmart. 65,000, the pedometer said. So, I mean, he's done thousands of things for you. Do you know how many strokes it takes, and I don't mean stroke, but I mean how many strokes it takes in your body to really digest your food? Do you know? Oh, my God. Do you know how the blood that rushes through your heart to keep you alive, where all it has to go in every vein, artery, and everything else in order to get back to your heart again? And it does this in seconds. God has done so many thousands of things for you since last night to tonight. Put down something he's done for you. I mean to tell me when we open the praise report, you can't think of one thing out of thousands? Something's wrong here. Thank God for you. I love you. All right, this line, and I'm just accomplishing what God told me to do. He told me, as the chief ambassador, he wants me to say the things he's saying, and this is, and to express to him, to you, how he feels. Do you know, if you are given thousands of things to one person, thousands, and they can't even think of one thing that they can say to you, thank you for, how would that make you feel? My God. Doesn't make him feel good like it wouldn't make you feel good, because you got your feelings from him. Check out Genesis, the first chapter. Go to around 26, 27. First, you were created, maybe 25, 26. Somewhere around in there, look it up. And you were created in God's own image. In other words, you get your feelings from him. If you've been hurt over somebody did you, church hurt, guess how hurt he's been? Because he's over the church. And guess how hurt he's been, how you hurt him hard, wounded him, bruised him. Amen. And sometimes it's not been what you've done, but it's what you haven't done. Made him feel like what he says don't even count, because you haven't done what he told you to do. You have no idea about how you hurt God. Amen. I love y'all. I'm not trying to chastise you tonight. It's just coming here. Because I see all these things. Amen. God shows them to me. And some things he'll show me that he will not, or he hasn't shown you. Not as though I'm so special, but he chose me to do this. This is my assignment. And so he'll show me some things perhaps you haven't seen. And just know that I'm trying to do what he showed me to do. God bless you. Love you. And I want to have some prayers. If you have a prayer request, don't you freeze up on me, because I've said some things that perhaps you didn't like. Amen. They are scriptural. And if you go against the word of God, then pray and ask God. But ask him if what I'm saying is right or wrong. and your ability. Amen. So if you have a prayer request, don't freeze up on me. Come on, give it, because I'm not angry with y'all. This is my mannerism. You know, I am frustrated when people misuse God. I've raised my voice, but it's in defense of the Lord when I feel people are misusing God and when they are putting them second and things like that. I stand corrected. If I've done that, I'm sorry. I certainly didn't mean to. I didn't know I was doing it. But if I have, Lord, forgive me. All right. Let's have our prayer request, because we're going to thank him a thousand times. And let me say this to y'all while I'm giving instructions. Listen. On this line, we're going to thank him for about 20 minutes. Come to the point. You're supposed to be a mature Christian. You want to be able to thank him more than 10 seconds, more than 1 minute, 2 minutes. To thank him 15 and 20 minutes on this line. So when you were a babe, when you were a child, you thought as a child. You understood as a child. 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. But when you became a man, you put away childish things. When you became a woman, you put away childish things. Come on this prayer line. This is not the youth. We have youth. If you want to bring them on, that's fine. But the youth prayer line was at 7 o'clock tonight and on Thursday night at 7. I expect you all to be mature adults. I expect you all to do things as mature adults. And I know I'm speaking sometimes to people who are 60 and 70 and 80 years old, and some of y'all are younger too. And even at that, I expect for y'all to be mature adults, because we got people 50, 60, 70, 80 years old who are thinking like a child. And if you can't take chastisement, then you're speaking like a child. The youth prayer line is on Tuesday and Thursday. And if you want to go there and think like a child, that's open to you. I'm not trying to insult you. I'm just trying to say to you, that's when we have things that go to children. But our blog line is normally for our adults who would thank God a thousand times. I'm regular mother line, the prayer line is to adults. And we have adult subjects. Amen. I've spoken on witchcraft in the church. I expect y'all to be adult enough and mature in Christ enough where you don't get mad and throw your hands and I can't take it. They talk about witchcraft. This line, that line, and this line are for our adults. I expect y'all to be mature as adults and to take what I'm saying. If you can't take it, you can't make it. What I'm saying is scriptural, because the Lord does say over there, I think it's Hebrews, the 12th chapter, 8th verse, that you have to be able to take chastisement. If you can't take it, then he calls you a bastard. Amen. The Lord sends things when we got to take them. So I love y'all. Don't clap on me, down on me, and hush up because you can't give a prayer request. The line is open to you. When we get it, we're going to take the prayer request, pray, and then we're going to thank God at least a thousand times. Go. The line's open. Anybody have a prayer request?
This is Sheila Brown in Kansas, and would you all please pray for myself and pray for my 28-year-old daughter. She is getting ready to go back to school to become a physician, and would you all just please keep her name is Taylor, please keep her in her prayers where she'll go just walk into what God has for her in life, please, in Jesus' name.
All right, we certainly will. Sister Sheila, thank you so much. In case she wants to be a doctor.
Yes, sir.
I pray for, and had the prayer line, pray for someone, my daughter was wanting to be a doctor in Texas, I remember that. And she graduated this year. That was 4 years ago or something like that. And pray for she graduated this year as a doctor. They called me and told me that she was graduating. And oh my God, we praise God for her. So I'm saying this to you, Sister Sheila, your daughter can make it. Amen. Just keep the word on her, and whenever you have a need and she has a need, look to God, and God will supply. He promised to supply her every need. Put her in the hands of the Lord. Put her in hands, and God will take that responsibility to supply her every need. Okay?
Yes,
prayer request.
Yes, 314, Ambassador Grenada Jones. I want to ask you guys to pray for Brady Holt. He's in a coma.
Oh, my God.
That's the one I was in the other night. He was in a car accident, but he's in a coma.
Brady what?
Holt.
H-O-L-T?
Yes, H-O-L-T.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Lord, hold on. The Lord said pray for him now.
That's all right.
Certainly. I want you all to help me call him. And I want you to, just like you know that there's a demonic realm, there is a spirit realm. And I want to go into the spirit realm. I want you all to go in the spirit realm with me. And I want you all to help me call Brady Hope. I want you all to call him out of that, wherever it is, whatever realm it is. But we want to call him through the spirit realm. God is everywhere, y'all. He's in your room, and he's everywhere. Before I can even pray, he's there in Brady Hope's room. If we ask him to be there, he will be there.
Yes.
And while he's there, ask God to move. And I'm going to ask y'all before we do this, do y'all believe that if God steps in this boy's room, Brady Hope, that if the Lord steps in there and calls like he called Lazarus, do you think his mind he'll come out?
Oh, amen. Amen.
Yeah. That's faith. If God can step to the graveside and deliberately, through Jesus Christ, his son, deliberately wait 4 days for him to be in the grave and stink it, do you think he can step in the room now of Brady Hope and then he called Lazarus from the grave?
Oh,
he had been in the grave 4 days and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth.
No, he came.
And then the grave clothes were on him. He said, listen, and let him go free. And the grave clothes fell off. Why do you think the word that says he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, has he lost his power in 2016 that he can't do that? He can do
it. Oh, no.
He can do it.
Amen.
You can have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. You can ask him to do that, and he will do it.
Yes. Amen.
Now, let me ask y'all before we pray for him. Do you think that the will of God for Brady Hope to be in a coma and his life not you to be you?
can't hear you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your anointing. Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless all of y'all on the line. Well, you have a good night. Join me back tomorrow. Bring somebody with you. Sometimes bring somebody with you. Amen. That they can be blessed too. Amen. God bless you.